Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A hell of a night last night. We were expecting a pitcher's duel, and an actual baseball game broke out. And I tell you what, I enjoyed it. Washington gets up early, one game to nothing in this World Series down in Houston. An exciting night last night. To talk more about it, Seth Everett, our National Baseball Insider. Seth, so much to get to today. How'd you enjoy last night, man?
I thought it was a little long. 4 hours
for the game.
That was a bit long, a little tedious. But, look, I like that these teams are going to battle. I like that the Nationals did not lose a step after being off for 8 days. I thought that was my biggest concern going into the game. It shows Gerrit Cole is a human being, which I think is cool. Mm-hmm. And I like that it was Zimmerman because, you know, for a significance of this being Washington's first ever time in the World Series, the guy who's been a National for the entire duration of this franchise's existence in D.C., I thought there was some synergy there.
I enjoyed the game thoroughly. It was like you said, I had a concern about Washington going into this one for being off so long, but they didn't skip a beat.
Flip over to the NBA?
No, I really didn't. I enjoy it, but I'm waiting for more the Bucks opener than I am anything else. And God knows I didn't want to see the opener last night with Toronto, and seeing Drake get a ring almost made me want to puke. So I thought, okay, I'll just stick with baseball.
I flipped over at 10:30 Eastern. I flipped over to Clippers Lakers. And I'm not an NBA guy, and if you can't hold my attention, I just thought it was tedious. I thought so much of it was slow, and I thought there were comments about that. I thought John Smoltz brought that up to the occasion, and I also came in maybe with a different mindset because of the nonsense that I'm more than willing to talk about involving Sports Illustrated and the Houston Astros, and I think that affected my mindset, so I didn't have the most open mind going into the game.
You know what? The two things I want to get into specifically, one is that, the Sports Illustrated comments, and then obviously David Ross being hired as the manager of the Chicago Cubs. So let's start with the Sports Illustrated incident. For those that don't know, there was a female reporter in the locker room or in the clubhouse and discussing with their pitcher and their general manager, or assistant general manager, was yelling some things at her. And so anyway, it became an issue. And then here's the one thing, and I will say this, regardless if you're right or wrong, but when you perceptually do something wrong, what was the guy's name, the assistant?
Bobbin.
Okay. When he ends up apologizing, he says, "For those that I offended," never say that.
No.
Don't never qualify by being an idiot to only those who actually gave a damn. Just say in general, say, look, you know, some things were said. I apologize for the way they were said and what was taken out of them, you know, the whole thing. But don't ever say, "For those that I offended," or "those that I might have offended."
But there's a couple of key details that you're missing, and I want to make sure that we understand the timeline of everything happening. This guy, Taubman, is the assistant general manager of the Astros, and he was bragging to people, including three female reporters, one of whom had done a series on domestic violence, about how they stole Roberto Osuna from the Blue Jays. If you remember that, and I remember talking about it with you, you know, remember we had the conversation about if you believe in baseball's domestic violence policy, well, if a guy serves his penalty, he should be allowed to come back.
Correct.
And the ownership group of the Toronto Blue Jays said, "I will not let any young fan ever cheer for that man again." And that was a quote. And that came out, and that's why they gave him to the Astros. They gave up virtually nothing to get Roberto Osuna. And Taubman was bragging about that. So that's the egregious part of the whole thing. It got so bad that not only were there witnesses, and I spoke to actual witnesses who were in the clubhouse, but the issue then became an Astros employee came over to the three women and apologized.
Correct.
So they were acknowledging that it all happened. And then the thing that really ticked me off was when the story came out, the Sports Illustrated reporter approached the Astros for a comment, and they declined. And then wanted to reach out to Taubman for an interview, and he declined. And then they wrote the article. They said, "It happened anyway, so we're writing the article." And then the Astros came out, and there was a complete smear campaign.
Correct.
Saying that it was fabricated. They called this woman, Epstein, a bold-faced liar.
Mm-hmm.
And the media went off. The baseball community went bananas. And that's where I got involved, because it's not so much, look, an incident happened. I'm not going to pretend. I'm not a woman. I empathize that should never happen in a workplace, but I'm not going to start fighting other people's fight. That's not my place. Once it became the Astros' denial, I said Taubman and the PR staff of the Houston Astros should be fired.
Correct. And then the argument became from what I took out, because I actually did a piece on this last night, and mm-hmm. it's because in 45 seconds you only have so much to get into, but sure. One of the things I had stated was there was this backlash from fans. And anytime you have success as a team, fans want to stick up for the team and the organization. And I understand that. But the argument then became, and I was reading a lot of this down in the Houston Chronicle, of, well, this is the problem with allowing female reporters in the locker rooms.
Oh,
no! The argument that should not be the narrative. The narrative is, we're bad people, but we're going to hide it from you. It should be, we're going to clean up our act. And that should that type of mentality is what fostered this to begin with. It fosters the growth of mentality like that. So
I don't want to give his name, but I have a very prominent baseball executive that said to me, he said to me on no uncertain terms, he's pinning this on Manfred to get involved, because the Astros won't do anything.
They won't. And that's why it's so mind-boggling me.
I will say this. If it was my team, I'm not a fan of one team, but I have been an employee of a team. And if it was if I was an employee of a team that underwent that, I would be mortified, and I would say so publicly.
Mm-hmm.
And the Houston Astros have done this. And what these executives have told me, and again, I want to respect their privacy, they've said, this is commonplace for the Houston Astros.
Right.
It is an old boys network, and they stand up for each other. And all I said was, with every fiber of my being, I'm rooting for the Washington Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
I want the Washington Nationals. I'll go to the parade. I'm already going to games 3, 4, and 5 in D.C., and I want to go to the parade, because I'd love for there to be such a thing as karma in sports.
I would love to see something happen to Houston other than just to turn the blind eye because of, quote, the good old boy network.
You got to fire the assistant general manager, and the only person that can do it is either the owner, Jim Crane. Now, a quick little history lesson on Jim Crane. Jim Crane was the guy who took a $50 million discount from baseball when he bought the Houston Astros from Drayton McLean in order to move them from the NL Central to the American
Correct.
West. Losing rivalries with the Brewers, the Cubs, the Cardinals, all in their time zone. And now they make three separate trips to Seattle, Oakland, and Anaheim.
I want to see this furthered, and I want to see it play out, but I want to see it play out more in the right way. Maybe not necessarily the way I think it should play out, but I'm fascinated to watch how this begins to unfold, because I think there's going to be a lot more to it down the road.
Well, Ken Rosenthal wrote a great piece about it. Mark Carrig has been a big supporter. And this isn't about Sports Illustrated. There were three women that got assaulted there, and what happened was she just wrote about it, and she tried to do it the right way and give the Astros a chance to minimize this. And I'm sorry, but it brings up so many times. It brought up Urban Meyer to me. It brought up Joe Paterno
mm-hmm,
to me.
Right.
That I hate that perspective.
Yep. No, I completely agree. Hey, the Cubs make a move, and they did what everybody thought they were going to do, bring in David Ross. We know David Ross is dealing with some own personal issues as well. They were waiting for him to make the decision as to what he would actually do.
Yep.
So finally he says, okay, I'll take the job. I understand to a lot of Cubs fans, David Ross carries a populace. But Craig Counsell didn't have a lot of managerial experience, no managerial experience when he took the job. He just knew baseball. So he's kind of the exception to the rule. Does David Ross have enough chops to be able to take this job and not only make them competitive, but they're expecting World Series. They're not expecting just to get to the playoffs this year. They're expecting World Series.
Yeah, but I don't think you can say that, Craig Counsell to the Brewers and David Ross to the Cubs are not apples to apples. It's the same thing as Torrey Lovello to the Diamondbacks, mm-hmm. Dave Roberts to the Dodgers, Aaron Boone to the Yankees, Alex Cora to the Red Sox, Dave Martinez to the Nationals. These are all inexperienced guys. There are two schools of thought, and the Philadelphia Phillies are the only team right now that's interviewing veteran managers. Bring in a young guy who can relate to the players. He can communicate with millennials, because that's what a lot of today's players are, and good with the media and will execute what the analytics guys tell you. And that was the whole argument. You remember a couple of weeks ago we had the conversation, if you swapped Gabe Kapler and Rocco Baldelli.
Right.
Rocco Baldelli with the Twins is considered manager of the year, whereas Gabe Kapler got let go. And the difference is Gabe Kapler was just doing whatever the Phillies wanted from him, and so was Rocco Baldelli. It's not to demean them, but they've transformed the managerial position. And to hire a Buck Showalter, a Dusty Baker, or a Joe Girardi, you're only doing that if you are willing to understand that they want to make the decisions. And that's the hesitancy for both the Phillies and the Mets on Girardi. And so the interesting part is the Cubs go with Theo Epstein's guy. This was a guy that he had handpicked years ago. I hope it works.
I don't know if it will, but I know for Brewers fans, you're hoping that it's kind of a dismal failure.
From a Milwaukee standpoint, you hope he's an unmitigated failure.
I don't know if that's going to be the right choice. I mean, I know time will tell. I know there's people that question Craig. I didn't question Craig because I had got to know him and I knew his baseball acumen. And I'd always thought he was probably far more intelligent than he ever was physically gifted to be able to kind of decipher and break down the game.
But let's quantify that, because we're not saying that Craig Counsell's a puppet. That's not what we're saying.
No.
But nothing that Craig Counsell does is not without design. And every time you would get a call, and I listen to your show all the time, you'd get a call from somebody who says, I don't understand, Counsell doesn't know what he's doing in the sixth inning. You're not bunt there. That's all by design. Everything has been laid out for him, and he has to execute a game plan. Now, there are some decisions that a manager has to make, but they are very minimal. And this idea of, for example, Craig Counsell doesn't get credit for creating openers. He
Correct.
Didn't wake up one morning and say, hey, guys, this
absolutely.
Is what we're doing.
Yep, absolutely.
This was all by committee. And so for David Ross, this is Theo Epstein's club. And if you don't expect to see a major drastic change for how the Cubs operate from Joe Maddon to David Ross, simply because Joe Maddon was part of that new school.
Right.
Remember, Joe Maddon was with the organization that created openers, and Joe Maddon was with the organization in Tampa that created the shift.
I knew the beginning of the end was near for Joe, and Joe said last year he was talking about playing more gut feeling than going with the sabermetrics and launch angles and stuff.
That was also money.
But Theo sat down and said, well, absolutely launch angles are a part of all of this. And I thought, okay, philosophically, they're at a stalemate and a difference now. And they've gone down each other's cul-de-sac and said, I'm not going to stay there. So,
but David Ross, and we'll get the numbers when it's official,
right.
But David Ross is making a third of what Joe Maddon.
No, that absolutely. I completely agree. Seth, always a pleasure, buddy. We'll check in next week. We'll see if the World Series is still cooking.
You got it, my friend.
All right, pal. Talk to you later. There you go. Seth Everett, always good stuff to get him on the program with us. Enjoy chatting with him. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com. 844-PRIDE. Go to schneiderjobs.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.